Earlier this year, the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation proposed a wage increase for prisoner workers in the state. If approved, the proposal, called NCR 2311, would increase pay for most incarcerated workers. Lowest wages would climb from 8 cents an hour to 16 cents an hour. Catherine Passman is the California campaign manager for the workers' right nonprofit One Fair Wage. She said the proposed wage increase is almost pointless.
What NCR 2311 does is allegedly doubling wages for incarcerated workers. But as we know, the floor for incarcerated workers is 8 cents an hour. So saying that we're doubling wages for incarcerated workers doesn't speak to the reality of what they deserve in terms of the labor that they're doing, but also in terms of what is realistic for them to be able to build financial security that brings them to a future and a reentry that allows them to contribute to their communities and build the communities that they want to contribute to.
Incarcerated individuals in California's prisons perform essential labor, like construction, engineering, manufacturing, and firefighting. But for their work, prisons pay them what is called a, quote, sub-minimum wage. Democratic State Senator Dave Cortese of San Jose said he would be in favor of getting rid of the sub-minimum wage classification entirely.
I'm supportive of, you know, eliminating the exploitation of human beings who are incarcerated in jails and prisons, you know, having them do work that society needs, that we benefit from, those of us on the outside, as if they, you know, are enslaved, which is the only way to actually define what's really going on here. You know, 8 cents an hour, 16 cents an hour that's not actually wages.
Prisoner rights advocates argue that the low wages make it impossible for prisoners to support their families or prepare for life after leaving prison. Tatiana Turner is a formerly incarcerated person and the founder of the nonprofit Urban Social Services and Advocacy. She said that more than just low, the wages offered to incarcerated people are fundamentally unjust.
There's a difference between low wages and unfair wages. Low wages is when you pay somebody less than what the job is worth. And unfair wages are when somebody's doing the same work as somebody else and getting paid less than what the average person would make doing the same job. And while they coincide with each other, understand that incarcerated workers who make 8 cents to 30 cents an hour, per the Prison Industry Authority and the CDCR, do jobs that are equivalent to what people do who are not incarcerated.
Advocates say that also at issue is the fact that prisoners are stripped of many essential workers' rights when entering prison. Under current law, the 13th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which protects against slavery and involuntary servitude, explicitly excludes those in confinement due to a criminal conviction. As such, incarcerated workers are often used as almost free labor with little recourse. Incarcerated workers are also not covered by minimum wage laws or overtime protection, are not afforded the right to unionize, and are denied workplace safety guarantees. Democratic State Senator Steve Bradford of Los Angeles said that prisoners still deserve to have their human rights respected.
These folks want to be productive while in prison, and we should do all that we can to help them move forward and in the overall interest of prison work beyond just punitive exploitation. That's not what prison work should be about, exploiting and punitive. It should be about rehabilitation and helping individuals evolve. We must take the steps to treat our incarcerated workers with dignity and respect for their human rights.
The Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation has said that a public hearing regarding the proposed regulations will be held November 22nd. Public comment on the wage changes will be accepted until then. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.